USA Radio News with Wendy King.
House Democrats released the contents of the resolution setting the guidelines for the next phase of the impeachment inquiry. It calls for open hearings, with the final recommendation on impeachment left to the House Judiciary Committee. Minority Whip Steve Scalise says this is a Soviet-style impeachment process. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says he'll wait and see.
See if it passes, frankly, the smell test of providing the kind of due process protections that the president and his team are certainly entitled to.
Minority Leader Chuck Schumer is tired of the complaints from President Trump.
Sometimes you wonder how low this president can go, but he keeps getting lower and lower.
Wyoming Republican Liz Cheney says Democrats are trying to put a cloak of legitimacy around the impeachment process.
They can't fix it. The process is broken. It's tainted.
This is USA Radio News.
Ladies and gentlemen, listen carefully to the best offer you're going to get. One of the best assets on earth. Okay, so we all know we live in a world of political turmoil and financial deception that stretches from Wall Street to Europe to Beijing, which are all like bubbles searching for a pin right now. With one exception, gold and silver, which have held their value over history better than any other asset class on earth ever. So here's my irresistible offer to show you how committed I am to protecting your financial future. I've asked my sponsor, Swiss America, to virtually give you one of the most popular precious metal coins ever minted, below their cost for just $18.50 each, delivered while supplies last. You heard me right. This is an exclusive offer to my listeners by calling now 800-630-2158. Write it down, 800-630-2158. One of the most popular precious metal coins ever minted for $18.50, 800-630-2158, or go to SwissAmerica.com.
A federal judge has blocked Alabama's law banning abortions. USA's Chris Barnes has details.
In his ruling, District Judge Myron Thompson blocked the so-called Human Life Protection Act from taking effect on November 15th, while a challenge to that law continues in the courts. The legislation passed by Alabama's state lawmakers earlier this year would ban nearly all abortions except in cases where a pregnancy is considered a serious health risk to the mother. The law provides no protection for cases involving rape or incest. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Army Lieutenant Colonel Alexander Vindman, who serves with the National Security Council, tells the committees involved in the impeachment inquiry he twice raised concerns over the push by the president to have Ukraine investigate Democrats and Joe Biden. President Trump spoke about him on Twitter, saying, "Was he on the same call that I was? Can't be possible. Please ask him to read the transcript of the call." You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
As fires in California continue to burn, the residents are becoming more heated about the power outages. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has the story.
The Kincade Fire is still raging in Sonoma County, California, but there is some good news. New numbers from CAL FIRE show the fire only grew by about 1,000 acres. The fire has now burned more than 75,000 acres. Good weather conditions are helping firefighters, but high winds could also fan the flames that are expected to pick up. I had a chance to catch up with Nicole Miller. She's a Sonoma County, California resident, and ask her what people on the ground there think of PG&E.
I know that Governor Newsom has expressed a lot of frustrations with PG&E, and I think that PG&E itself, I would say the community seems very frustrated as well. About 2 weeks ago, PG&E shut off our power here in Petaluma as a precautionary measure, and we didn't even have any kind of a wind event. And so people were like, what is going on? Then this weekend, they did shut off power to many people, but they didn't to us residents in Petaluma, and we have this historic wind event where people were woken up in the middle of the night by the wind, and yet our power was still on. So it's very interesting to see when PG&E makes these decisions and why they make these decisions. It doesn't make a whole lot of sense to us here on the ground.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.